Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yo, what up? Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Welcome into the show. Hope you're all doing well. Some headphone issues here. Layla is off today, but Marshall is sitting here right next to me. What's going on, Marshall? How are you, buddy?
I'm not just good. I'm great.
What?
You know why?
Why?
Because we got a game this weekend that... If I asked you at the beginning of the season what's going to happen in this game, the answer is very different than if I ask you today what's going to happen in this game.
The record's very different, too.
Well, I'm saying, like, when they were 0-0, you were like the Bears coming off of a 5-win season in which they lost 10 games in a row with a first-year head coach and a quarterback now having to learn a brand-new system and a defense that I don't know what's going to happen. Versus now, that 8-3, that 0-0 and the 8-3s for each of those teams are just so different than what I had pictured when we tried to figure out what was going to happen.
Would have picked a bombardment of this game. I probably did at the beginning of the season. There's tape everywhere of the picks that you and I made, which will bring us to our segment a little bit later on when we reseed, when we repick, when we reschedule.
Recalibrate.
We 6 games to go for the Bears. We pick 6 it. We figure out. We'll go through every single game at what, 125 today? Is that when we plan to do
it's
that?
It's 125.
We will basically tell you if the Bears are going to the playoffs at 125, because one can usually conclude from a record in the NFL whether or not they will go to the playoffs, especially in this division. So that is coming soon. And I don't even know if we want to call it a make good, because of course, look, Marshall and I both picked the Bears to not do well this year. Sorry, not sorry. This is not one of those years where people are like, ha, you were wrong, Grody. You were wrong, Marshall. I'd be like, yeah,
they're too
I don't
busy
care.
Being happy
Get the hell
to care.
Out of here.
They're,
yeah.
They're too busy being happy to care who was wrong or right. They're like, it's 8-3.
That's a good point, actually. That's a good point. Right. Everybody should just be on that level of happiness. Unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily work out that way. But the closer we get to this game, and today is Tuesday, so we're just a few days away from the Bears in Philadelphia on Black Friday. 2:00 is the kickoff, and I'll be doing the pre and post. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on with Olin and James Big Cat Williams. But, I mean, even a couple of weeks ago, I would look at this Bears-Eagles game and be like, yeah, the Bears are going to lose, you know, without even hesitating. The more I think about it, the more I read about the Eagles, the more I go back on the recent Eagles struggles, I guess you could say, relatively speaking, this game is looking more and more winnable to me. Or at least, I mean, there was a time when I thought the Bears would straight up be blown out in this game, and I don't feel that way. Philadelphia's recent games, they blew a 21-point lead against the Dallas Cowboys this past Sunday. We all know that. That's terrible. That's awful. Saquon Barkley, by the way, 10 carries for 22 yards in that game. The week prior to that, Philadelphia does beat Detroit. That's a damn good Detroit game, so you give them all the credit in the world. Philadelphia beats Detroit 16-9 in that game, and something very scary in that game, in the name of Caleb Williams, about whom we will speak later, is that Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis combined for 5 batted passes in that game. Just make a note of that, because Caleb has struggled in that regard. That'll be one of those keys to the games as far as I am concerned. And then Philadelphia did beat Green Bay 10-7. Jalen Hurts 15 of 26, 183 yards. So they are not dominating teams right now. I think that's my bigger point, even against the tougher competition. And you know what the talk is in Philadelphia right now, Marshall? The talk in Philadelphia is Has Saquon Barkley lost a step? Should the offensive coordinator be fired? Why isn't the defense? Why is the defense only 21st against the rush this year? The sky is falling for Philly right now, and I think that this is the exact time to take advantage of that while they are in this gray area, which may not last long.
All right, so this is the portion of the program that I've been waiting for since, I don't know, Sunday afternoon when I warned all of you. I said, the best thing that can happen for the Bears today, besides actually winning the game against the Steelers, which they did, is that the Philadelphia Eagles find a way to beat the Dallas Cowboys. And at the time, I think everybody was like, why wouldn't they beat the Dallas Cowboys? What are you talking about? And one particular person on our show was like, that doesn't make sense. Robbie, can I just ask Robbie real quick something?
Yeah, Robbie Triano, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me why you were so shocked by that initial, before we can get into this. Why was that so confounding
to
you?
Well, the logic was, if the Eagles beat the Cowboys, the Bears are going to win. And if the Eagles lose, the Bears are going to lose. My brain couldn't compute, because I still think you can improve while winning. And the thought that, oh, they lost, so they have to win the next game, it didn't compute in my brain. It still doesn't compute in my brain.
So let me help walk through this, because you're bringing up excellent points talking about the Eagles and what some people would say is maybe a mix of a Super Bowl hangover slash you won the Super Bowl, so you won your division, and you're playing a very tough schedule. Remember, earlier this season, they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Rams. Have you seen the Rams?
Pretty good. They won six in a row.
Yes. They are the team, I think, that's the best in the NFC, maybe in all of football.
Can't disagree with that.
Okay. They also, as you mentioned, beat the Packers and the Lions, and I know it wasn't pretty offensively, but that defense is for real. The defense is for real. You just talked about the batted passes, right?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So what you need to understand about Philadelphia right now is their offense is broken. People are unhappy. The stuff we've heard from Kevin Byard and other Bears players about how bought in they are to this Eagles head coaching staff, to the game plan, to the finding a way to win, it's the exact opposite in Philadelphia right now. So if they had just lost that game against Dallas, it could be a whole situation of, yeah, we're not doing that well, but you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing because we're still winning games. Now that they've lost to their most hated opponent, their division rival, it is now when they, proverbially speaking, circle the wagons, get their proverbial ish together, and mount up for a Bears team they know can beat them on Black Friday. And my point to Robbie was, they were going to be so susceptible if they were still kind of going lollygagging along, like, oh yeah, we can win games 16-9 and 10-7. But now that they gave up the 24 points in the second half, they put a 21-0 halftime lead.
Yeah, they did.
Now they're wide awake. And the sleeping giant is awake. A team that, do they have a better roster than the Bears?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. They have Super Bowl championship experience?
Yeah, absolutely. They're better than the Bears. But what I'm saying is, I still think, I do understand what you're saying.
They've imploded already. You wanted to be there for the implosion.
They are well motivated. They have to look at this as a get well game. They have to look at this as a game that they should dominate, because they are well motivated. You're right. The embarrassment meter was probably pretty high in Philly this week.
That could have been you.
But, here's the thing. I get all of that, like the internal motivation, and we're the damn Eagles, and we won the Super Bowl, and everybody picked us to go back-to-back this year. I don't think that they're ready to be there yet. Yeah, I'm sure they're pissed, and I'm sure that all these talking points are being discussed in their locker room throughout this week. I just don't think they're there yet. I think the Eagles will end up being will have a better record than the Bears by the end of the season. I just think that they are still in a rut where they are still there for the taking right now. Will that last? Probably not, because the Eagles will get there, as you said, ish together. But I don't like is all of a sudden Saquon Barkley just going to find it? Is Jalen Hurts going to get a game over 200 yards? I mean, like, it's, well, actually, he did have, he was 17 of 39 for 289 against Dallas. But, like, you know the point. Like, is the magic just going to occur with this Eagles offense? As I said, when all the talking points in Philly right now are, do you fire the OC? As a matter of fact, this is Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Layla has the day off today. Marshall and I will be together for the next 2 days, so get used to it, at least for the next 48 hours of life here on Raheem Harrison Grody. Shout out to Lails today, though. Hope she is doing well. As I was getting ready today and going through my entire process of getting ready today, I decided I was going to flip on Old WIP radio. From
you,
whence
you went there.
I did it.
Very different brand of radio.
It is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So it's on the Odyssey app. They are one of our sister stations, one of many. And so I'm just like getting ready to go, doing all my stuff. And I'm listening to what they're talking about. And this, I thought this will probably sum it up. This is on DeCamara and Richie.
Joe DeCamara, John
Richie. Joe DeCamara and John Richie on the morning show on WIP today. And the beautiful part about, and by the way, they will allude to, you will hear a name, they will allude to the Phillies batting coach, just so you have a reference point and you don't get stuck on that and that's in your brain the whole time. And you will hear a wonderful bit of hometown Philadelphia dialogue accented. So this was like perfect for me to have heard what I heard this morning. Here's what they're talking about in Philly right now.
The Eagles offense.
Take a chainsaw to that.
Oh, dude, I don't even, yeah. So the coaches or the players, which group do you blame more?
That's the players. Like, you can lead a horse to water, but my God, you can't make them drink.
Hold on. Telling me that Nick Sirianni didn't make Xavier Gibson fumble it?
Here's the way I size it up, Ben, and tell me if you disagree with this. Here's the way I size up the Eagles' offense so far this year. Devontae is the only player that's better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts and Dotson are the same. And I'm using Hurts, the regular season Hurts, not the playoff Hurts. Hurts and Dotson are the same. And everyone else is taking a step backwards.
I agree.
And that's on them.
That has nothing to do with coaching?
I think very little.
Not in football.
I always love that when, I think, as a matter of fact, Parkins is going to be on the show today. Had that very passionate speech supporting Craig Counsell. I remember he was saying, can Craig Counsell get out there and hit? Can Craig Counsell play defense? Can Craig Counsell get guys out at the end of the... I always love it when they say, oh, Nick Sirianni, did he intercept that ball? Did he turn... Coach has to put the players in better positions in which to succeed.
Like, you can lead a horse to water.
It was so good, wasn't it?
But, like, I get his point, though, about the fumble. Like, a lot of things, yes, coaches can put you in better situations. But fumbling usually comes down to, are you doing what you've been taught to do since you were 5 years old, as far as protecting the football?
That is true. Yes. Hold on to that football. I'm just looking at some numbers here, too, because he was talking about how everybody took a step back except for Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, 55 catches for 754 yards this year. A.J. Brown, that has been a point of contention this year for A.J. Brown and for Eagles fans. Eagles, 46 catches for 567 yards. And just refreshing people on where Saquon Barkley is coming off the historic season last year, 684 yards. He is averaging 3.7 yards per carry, 4 TDs this year. The best thing about Jalen Hurts is, and bad news for the Bears, is that Jalen Hurts, yeah, you're holding up a number one right now, Marshall. 17 touchdowns to 1 interception. That does not necessarily portend well for the Bears' interceptions.
How do the Bears win games again?
They have to force turnovers. So
who averages the least?
That's my question.
Who averages the least amount of turnovers in the NFL?
Who has the least amount of turnovers?
Like what team?
The Bears?
Oh no,
the Eagles.
Oh yeah,
Eagles.
Yeah,
but they're vulnerable in other ways right now. They're not exploding.
Okay.
Hey, Jalen Phillips might not play.
They're not as vulnerable as they were a week ago before absorbing a loss.
Man,
that's my point.
See, normally I buy into that. Like, I've used that.
Okay.
I've used that before on the radio. But in this case, I just don't think they're ready to come out of their funk, no matter who it is, no matter what happened last week.
Okay.
Like, they will come out of their funk.
Just not this week.
By the way,
so you are picking the Eagles. You're picking the Bears.
You know what? You're going to find out today. You're going to find out who we're picking at 125 because, again, we're going to go through the final six games of the season, which include Bears at Eagles, Bears at Green Bay, Bears host Cleveland, Bears host Green Bay, Bears at San Fran, Bears at Detroit. We will pick those games later on. So you're going to find out at 125 who I'm picking, all right? So you just settle yourself down a little bit.
I'm not even excited. I'm not even excited.
You're not excited? What do you mean?
I'm not excitable. Like, I'm not...
Oh, I got you.
You're telling me to calm down. Like, I'm doing something that implies that I'm not already calm.
I like to...
Calm, cool, collected, ready for this smoke that you're about to give me.
Real quickly, before we go to the break here, did Grody remember Bear Glove today?
Oh, that's a great question.
I bathed in it today. I'm not going to lie to you. I put a couple of chunks of the Bear Glove in the water today, and so I am fully
ding, ding.
Bear Gloved. That is a fact. Coming up next on Rahimi Harris. Are you okay? Coming up next on Rahimi Harris and Grody, we are in the missing Layla formation today. Let's talk about the health of the Chicago Bears and what you could expect throughout this week. Let's talk about the secondary of the Bears. And I see the phones popping. If you want to pop in a call, we're here. We are here for you.
We're here for the people?
We are here for the people at 312-644-6767. We got Marshall Harris. We got Robbie Triano. We've got Ray Diaz. We got everybody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.